This is the first Sunday. Did I get the year right? Yeah, 2026. Last year, I fled by. I said to someone last week, I still think I'm in February of 2025. That's how quick it went. And it's amazing how, when we are looking back over the past 12 months, we've got so much to thank God for. Really have. Where we are, we've seen growth, we've seen new people coming in, we've seen new people coming along to the church, and some even coming to faith. We've had a couple of baptismal services as well. And yet God has great things for every one of us, every church. I want you to talk very briefly this morning, where we read together that God says, well, we'll do a new thing. The old is past. What happened last year? What happened yesterday? All the experiences we've had in the last 12 months are gone. And God declares a new thing. Maybe it will apply individually. Sure it will. God has never run short of being able to bless us. God never runs short of being able to meet our needs. And this morning we can think about maybe what's happened 12 months ago, but then look forward with a positivity to saying God can do great things in this new year. And we need to be encouraged. We may have had disappointments, because we all get those. Things maybe that we wanted to happen in 2025 might not quite have got off the ground or gone in the direction that we thought they would. But God is still moving. God still has the ability to bless us and to challenge us and to even give us growth individually. I've learned so much even in the past few months about how God can move and how, what God is doing. Things that I have needed, seeing God answer, and also things that I've prayed about and God saying to me, well, wait, you need to wait times, but we know that God will meet our needs. New things. Everything that God does is new. We know what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, where it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that gives us confidence, because we know that the God of yesterday, the God who did the miracles, the God who raised the dead, the Lord Jesus who met people in their needs, is the same God and the same Jesus who will meet the need today and in the weeks and months that lie ahead of us. We might have had past disappointments. And we all get those. I'm not just talking about individually, but sometimes when we set targets in God and maybe we haven't seen those things fulfilled necessarily at that moment or that time, but God is still moving, God is still blessing, and God still wants to do something in us as individuals. There's lessons I've learned only in the past few weeks that have changed me. Things that probably I thought would never happen are happening. Things that I thought would never take place are taking place. And God says he'll do new things. He says the old is done. Even the old hurts, the old problems, maybe the things that we were holding on to. Let me say this. Sometimes we hold on to bad things and we won't let them go. And yet God brings us to the place where he says he wants to do new things for us. And I'm believing for new power in the church. A new sense of God's presence, a new way in which God will make us excited about coming to the house of God. It's great to see so many people here this morning on the first Sunday of a new year. But new power, you know, when we look at the Bible and we see what God did, we mentioned David early on and saw how he overcame, not by his own strength, but by the power of God working through him and moving through him, bringing down the enemy. And I do believe the church is under pressure today like never before. But we have to believe, we have to take hold of God, we have to get into the word of God and say yes. When I use the word new things, let's not, it could be quite dangerous there, but God will only ever move according to his word. God won't do things outside his word, but there's so much in the word of God that we have not yet experienced or not yet seen. We want to see people coming to know the Lord. We want to see growth. We want to see blessing, individual growth, individual blessing. Every time this morning I got quite early. I hadn't slept very well, but I got early this morning and I went downstairs, put the fire on, and just started to read the word of God, praying and asking God to reveal something to me. And I know that even in that space of time, when we set up good habits of prayer and waiting upon the Lord and reading the word of God, God can speak to us. We know what happened in Acts chapter 3. That was a new thing. The new power to see God move in people's lives. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John were going to the temple on the day of Pentecost, and they met a man who had tremendous needs. We've got them all around us. If you go into Redditch even today, you'll see people with needs. They might have physical needs, they might have spiritual needs, but there's needs. We can't meet those needs, but we know a God who can meet those needs. And that's what I'm longing for God to break in onto the church. I'm longing for God to show new power amongst us that will reveal not only his might and his power, but also his love and his compassion to those who are around us. And in the new year, we long to see God doing something, building his church as he has promised. There's a new potential at the beginning of every year. I don't know what's happened in this church in the past 12 months that have gone, but they're gone. All the blessings, we praise God for them. We look back and remember them. And we also maybe use them as a reminder and as an example for the things that God is going to do. There's tremendous potential in the church today. This church got tremendous potential. Looking around, I can see so many different faces, people I never knew. I preached in this church before as a Gideon. Me and my brother-in-law used to come and we'd preach here from time to time. And I remember those things. And there's people here who were never there then. Some of them probably gone home to glory anyhow. So they're rejoicing in a new life and a new eternity. So that's good. But there's a new potential. And we need to see the church that can touch the community, that can touch people's lives. And now your Pastor David Alston is a great guy. And he goes into the town and he sits in Costa's there. He must have a lot of money to pay for Costa's coffee. But he sits there and he tells them who he is. And people open up to him. An opportunity to speak to people, opportunity to share with men and women. A new passion. If you've lost your passion, if you've got a bit stale, if you've got a bit sort of, you know, wondering why things aren't the same or why you haven't got that buzz or that sort of sense of direction or sense of love and life that once you had. But God can give us a new passion. He really can. We all go through times in our lives where maybe that passion and that drive and that desire for God maybe dwindles a little bit. And maybe at the beginning of a new year, it's a good opportunity for us to say, look, Lord, I need you more in my life. I want more of your love. I want you to set me aflame. I want you to use me in a way that I will be a greater blessing to those around. Not for us, but for his glory. And because the people outside need to see God moving in us and moving through us. It's a new year. Yeah, new year. Old things have gone. That's what it tells us there. I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. It's talking about the present time now, this moment, when God wants to start moving on individuals in the church and see a breaking through of all that's taking place in our society today. And all these things, God promises it. They are new things, new lives. If anyone is in Christ, they are new creatures. Wouldn't it be lovely to look back in 12 months' time if we're still here? You see, we don't know we'll still be here in 12 months. Lost my sister last November. Praise God, she was a believer, but she went to be with the Lord. We didn't think it would happen, but it's happened. And you look back and you realise that some of us won't be here maybe in 12 months. We hope we'll be here in 12 months. But whether we are or not, we need to see and have a passion for God that we've never had before and see God bringing new people in. If anyone is in Christ, they are new creatures. Old things have passed away. God is always moving on. God is always leading us into blessing, leading us and wanting us to follow him. I was going to say a little bit about how we, in Exodus 40, it talks about following the cloud. We can't stand still in the things of God. We can't stand still just doing what we've always done. And sometimes God calls us out. Maybe God is calling someone here individually to step out into a new work or a new ministry. And every time we come to a new year, it's not just about having fireworks. We had a lot of fireworks in my road on New Year's Eve. I've never known so many fireworks and so much colour and so much loudness. And it went on for ages. And I was standing there on my doorstep and I thought, this is fantastic. But it's not just about fireworks. I would to God that we can see new spiritual fireworks in the church. Maybe daring to step out for God in a new way. We heard about David early on. He had no experience really of fighting battles against people, but God called him, God anointed him, God gave him the ability not only to go and do a battle against Goliath, but also to become king. Now, don't get any big ideas about becoming king of the country. I'm not on about that. We've got one at the moment. But we can do great things for God. We can be individually where we are. Some of you may work in difficult places, and maybe where you're witnessing and you're trying to talk to people about the Lord. But you can pray about that and talk to the Lord and talk to the people as well and share what God is doing with you. You see, I get excited beginning of every year. It doesn't bother me that we're getting, I often say we're getting older, but of course we're getting younger really, aren't we? Well, some of us feel like we're getting younger every year. Something that grips us, something that we come back to the scriptures and realize there's still tremendous amounts in God's word that we still haven't possessed. We're still not seeing maybe some of those things that God wants us to have. And maybe it's a sense of driving us on to bigger things and to better things. Wouldn't it be lovely to come back next year and see double numbers in this church and to see having standing room only? I'm sure that God can do it and God wants to do it. I was saying somewhere the other week, they were talking about 3,000 souls getting saved on the day of Pentecost. And I looked around and thought, you wouldn't get 3,000 souls in this building. We might have three or four buildings. You might say, well, it's exaggeration. No, it's in the Word of God. It's there. New desires, new passion, new power, a new sense in which we can have a positive outlook on which in believing God for something different. Every one of us. Some of you might work in a place where you're the only Christian. A lot of us have had that in the past. But they look at your life and maybe they sort of even mock you and ridicule you because of your faith, and that can happen lots of times. And yet somehow you may see in this new year, you may see just one person responding to your lifestyle, responding to the word of God, responding. We do a prayer walk around the town. We also give out outreach. We give Good News Bibles once a month and stop people on the streets. But we don't see what might be happening in their lives. But God sees it. God sees it. And so when God says this, he said, forget the things of the past. Constantly, God was telling Israel not to consider going back to Egypt. Not to go back because they kept on going about the garlic and the onions and the cucumbers and the leeks and the melons that they hadn't got in the wilderness. But God provided them miraculously. And it may well be that God will provide us in the new year with miraculous provision. Who knows? When we built the Assemblies of God many years ago, we had no money. But God somehow started to move on people and we kept on going backwards and forwards and we kept having the treasurer come in and telling us what money was coming in. £27,000, £12,000. So that when the church was built in its first phase, there was no mortgage. God can do it again. God is still the God of provision. God is still the God of power. God is still the power. God is still the God who meets us right where we are in our own individual state, as well as also being a people of a new call. Never mind, I'm not going to answer it. Don't worry. I thought I'd turned it off, actually. I always tell people, turn your phone off. How embarrassing. But God can do great things for us. Maybe the people in your family who you want to see in the kingdom of God and are not, and you've been praying for them, maybe you've been ministering to them, maybe you've been longing to see them coming to know the Lord. Maybe this is the year when God can move. I'm making a way in the wilderness, streams in the wasteland. We know what the desert is. We know what the wilderness is. We know how dry and barren and desolate it can be. And yet God says, you'll make a way. Make streams in the desert, do new things, cause life to flow where there is no life. And yet, sometimes it's a case of us plodding on, working, praying, longing. Never lose your enthusiasm for God. Never lose your passion for believing God can do great things. For God himself, God, fill me again. offer 1,000 tongues to sing, that we might sing our great Redeemer's praise. And everybody can join in and be share a part of what God wants to do in our hearts and our lives. The first Sunday of a new year. The very first Sunday of a new year. A few weeks' time, we'll be looking back and thinking, where's the time gone? What have I done? Have I spent my time? Have I spent that which I planned to do and wanted to do? Might be the police. I don't think it is. Oops. But to believe God for new things, as he's promised in his word, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that means that we can expect God to still do the same things. We can expect to see people delivered. We can expect to see people changed in their attitude towards God and the things of God. So where do we stand today? Longing, wanting, desirous of God to do something, but it starts with me. I need to believe, to have the faith for God to use me in a new way. Maybe to move me on to a new place. Who knows? But we need to be open to what God is saying, open to what God wants to do, and open to those things that God, in his purposes and plan, will fit us into and build his church new. Even yesterday's gone. I'm glad. Yesterday was a difficult day for me. I was not only trying to do things around the house, not only trying to do things in the town, not only was I watching a football match where the team were getting beaten 4-1 as part of the chaplaincy and all that sort of stuff. So it wasn't a very good day, but it's gone. And every day is an opportunity for God to do something new. And I often pray, Lord, do something new in my life. Do something new in me. Make me to be what you want me to be. Change me. Use me that I might glorify your name. A new outpouring of the Spirit, a new sense of purity, a new sense of passion, a new sense of seeing the potential that God has in the church, in every individual, and in you. God will use you if you submit and allow him to have his way in your heart and in your life. And tonight, when I'm at Studley, I'm speaking on Joshua. We just had a new Joshua add to our church. Joe's son. Those who know Joe, he had a son called Joshua. It's a great name. But a new birth, not just in the natural, but in the spiritual as well. May God give us the courage. May God give us the vision. May God give us the desire for him to have his way and to do something new. Do something new, Lord, in my heart. That's a song that we used to sing years ago. And God wants to do it. God bless you. Right, I'm finishing now. We're going to sing another hymn together. I said I wouldn't be too long. We'll be challenged. Let's rise to the time that God wants to use us for his glory. Are the kids come back yet or what? It doesn't matter, does it really? All of them. Okay, we'll sing this hymn. Stand together and sing. And it's a faithful one, is it? No.